Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Kenneth Londoner, CEO at BioSig Technologies. Kenneth, it's great to see you again. How are you?
Good morning, Christine.
Kenneth, the group has added a new member to its board of directors. Can you talk about what kind of experience does Dr. James Barry have?
Yeah, thank you. Jim Barry is an industry veteran. We're in the medical device field. Jim spent his entire career in the medical device industry. His most notable experience was his time at Boston Scientific. He was essentially their top research and development officer, building all their new products that they would build to bring to market.
Yeah, what exactly did he do at Boston Scientific?
Well, as the head of R&D, you're building new product introductions. Jim's claim to fame, I mean, he has many, many successes, but back in mid to late 90s, he was the individual who led, developed, and commercialized the drug-eluting stent. And just to explain what that is, those are the little devices that help prop open clogged arteries to prevent you from having a heart attack, enabling you to have a normal, healthy life. The drug-eluting stent, the year that that product was launched in 1997, in 1 year, it did $3.5 billion of revenues. So that was a high watermark for Jim and Boston Scientific as a company. So he has a tremendous amount of research and development, product launch experience.
And he's also, from my understanding, run a company called InspireMD, which is in a similar space to that.
Yeah, he's been in cardiology, I believe, his entire career. Inspire is a stent company. They make devices that prop open your carotid artery, the artery that goes up into your through your neck. Very important to provide blood flow to the brain. So he worked as the CEO of that company for, I believe, 6 years. So, you know, having experience building and running smaller medical device companies, we thought was very important for us.
So what do you think attracted him to BioSig?
Well, I think you'd have to ask him, but, you know, we have needs. We're a company in transition. We launched our product commercially in a limited market release in November of 2019. Right into the teeth of COVID. And now, you know, I'm actually getting a little bit more optimistic. COVID's still out there, but, you know, people have learned how to deal with it. And we're starting to see COVID come down in Florida and in Texas. And with all this vaccination happening, we think maybe we've seen the worst of the second wave, and hopefully the subsequent waves will be much smaller. And so the hospitals are all now looking for new things to help bring people back. And we happen to be in a very highly profitable segment of hospital operations. Cardiac electrophysiology is one of the highest profit sectors for the hospitals. So we're a new product platform. We're coming sort of, even though it was bad timing with COVID, it's the right time now for them. They all seem to be flush with capital. Governments provided hospitals with a lot of money, and also they've made a lot of money treating sick COVID patients. So, you know, we're in a high value department, and they have the monies now, and we believe we're going to start rolling out our product more. It'll be more notable, and having Jim on board at this point in time with all his experience and all his, you know, knowledge will be really helpful as we guide the company forward.
Yeah, we last caught up with Natasha Drapeau, the executive vice president at BioSig, quite recently. She talked about the installation of PureEP into a hospital in Boston. So are there any new developments since then?
Yeah, good question. We said at the beginning of the year we would be in 20 hospitals by year end, and we're on track for that. The pipeline is growing nicely. I think next year will be a bigger year than this year. And, you know, a lot of the discussions we've been having commercially are starting to get mature. So we're looking for some nice contracts to come through between now and year end, and obviously continue into next year. And for us, it's really, we're building the company, very controlled, very targeted, and then we'll continue to expand. And at some point, the way these things tend to work is as you get further into commercialization, things start to take off. We are very confident in that future because now we have clinical data that shows that our system does work in a superior fashion to the conventional products out in the marketplace. We've done almost 1,500 procedures this year, which is way more than we thought, which means the utilization of the technology is high. And we know that's a leading indicator for revenues. When you have high usage of a new technology, it's kind of common sense to say at some point they're going to end up, you know, adopting it. Because if you don't use something, whether it's an iPhone or some other, you know, video game, if you don't like it, you're not going to use it, you don't buy it. In this case, we know because of the high utilization, we're going to start to see a lot of commercial activity, and then that all builds on itself. So next year, we're quite optimistic, unless there's going to be yet another pandemic that we can't forecast. So again, having Jim join at this point in time is really good for us.
Hopefully we don't see another pandemic in our sights. Kenneth, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.